I see things happening in my life or the world around me, it hits me sometimes. Do about losing a job or a relationship that's going bad. I end up thinking about it so much that it takes over everything else I do. I can't function anymore. And that leads me into a corner. And once I'm in that corner, I can't bring myself to even get out of bed. I know there's a better way to do this. I know there's a better way to handle this. What do I do? A lot of times I get inspiration by Googling a name or maybe somebody from history that had gone through a lot of trouble, whether it's in sports or politics or business. And what did they do to handle things that were coming at them? Because, you know, I know that they were people too. And being people, things happen to you in life. So there's got to be some way of managing this. There's been studies that when people think about a negative thing that happened to them or a negative event in their life, and they focus on that a little bit one day, a little bit longer for 2 days, a little bit longer for 3 days, it becomes more of a permanent problem. There was a professor in a class one time that he showed students how this works. He brought in to class a glass of water, and he held up this glass of water. Now the students were thinking he was going to say, "Oh, is this glass half full or half empty?" You know, like you would do in a philosophy class. Now he just simply said, "How heavy is this glass?" People said, "Well, see, it's about an 8-ounce glass, 16, maybe, I don't know, 15 ounces or 15 grams." So he held it up. And he said, "Well, what if I hold this glass full of water for an hour? How heavy is it then?" And he said, "Well, you could probably do that, but your arm would ache and muscles would shake." And then the professor said, "Well, what if I held this glass up, you know, for an entire day?" And they said, "Well, I don't know. It would feel pretty heavy." And he said, "Well, what if I held this up for a week? What do you think would happen?" Well, the students said, "Well, you'd probably drop it because your arm would collapse. The glass would get so heavy you couldn't hold it up anymore." And he said, "Well, what do you think I should do?" And they said, "Well, put the glass down." He said, "This is exactly what happens when your mind focuses on something negative. You can focus on it for a little while, an hour or two, and it doesn't really affect you. You move on. Or you focus on it for a day. And if that's all you focus on, pretty soon, because it hurts, you're going to think about it more. And if you focus on it for a week, there's nothing else you can think about. It becomes impossible to think about anything else. And simply by setting it down, you relieve yourself of all that pain. So keep in mind, when you focus on something intently for a long period of time, pain is going to increase. Pain is going to be almost insurmountable. It'll take over your entire mind, and there's nothing else you can think about except getting rid of that pain. So that is an example of dwelling on the negative. In fact, there's been studies that have shown that when people dwell on a negative item that's painful to them, for a long period of time, that pain takes over their entire emotion, their entire thoughts, and they slide right down into a depression. Sometimes they slide down so far they can't get out of it. On the other hand, if they looked at something that's fun, enjoyable, and happy, that brings in a joy in their life, other opportunities open up for them. Other thoughts of joy open up to them. other ways of living open up to them. And they live a better life. And it's something that helps a person create a lifestyle that's life, that's beneficial. So I looked at this and I said, okay, that's fine. But what about real life things? What about when you really have a challenge to overcome? So I looked at a man who contracted a disease so strong, it put him in bed for months, almost years at a time. And with help of his wife and friends, he was able to get up out of bed and somewhat recover his legs. I looked at another story about a man who grew up in a black neighborhood, who had all kinds of challenge from being very, very poor, having limited education opportunities to him, fighting injustice and prejudice and gangs and so forth, just to survive. And I looked at another story about a man who was so rebellious with his mother and father and the kinds of culture that they expected him to follow that he left home, he left the country, and found out, you know, there's more to life than what I've been shown. And I looked at another story about a man who was determined to keep an open mind that there is a better future, that there are things that can be done if you remain hopeful, you remain in a strong belief that the future will be a better place, when the entire country around him was so negative and putting his ideas down and putting him down that they were ready to give up. I'm talking about Winston Churchill in one case. I'm talking about Gandhi, who left India and found out that, you know, prejudice is a real thing. I found stories about Martin Luther King, who's optimistic about we will come together as a nation, all colors, and we will all walk hand in hand and believe in each other and believe in this great country. I'm talking about Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who for 10 years before he even became president was struggling with polio and was able to learn how to at least start walking and recovering somewhat and went on for a great career that led our country. So looking at leaders and so forth we know about, we've read about, we can see history written about them. But you can also find these heroes and optimistic people, people who seem too cheerful for what's going on around, right? I think we need to learn from people like that. We need to understand that if you keep an open mind, a hopeful heart, you will see opportunities to help you overcome barriers that you may be facing, to overcome limitations that you may have. It's not unique to leaders or sports people or sports players or performers in any arena. You can also learn how to keep your heart open, keep your eyes open, keep your opportunity open. That way, you have a better chance of overcoming any of the barriers that come to you or that you have to overcome. If you keep focused on defeatism, is what it's called, of everybody hates me, this is going to be nothing I can overcome, it's everybody's fault, I'm no good, and you keep concentrating on that, it'll be just like that glass of water. It'll be something so painful that you're not going to be able to think of anything else, and you'll miss those opportunities that are there for you to relieve that pain, to overcome those issues. So remember, optimism is the way to life. It's a way to a better future.